Bama. Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Are You For Real? My name's Tom, and with me as always is Grant.
Hi!
So, boy, oh boy, do we have a treat for you guys today. I am holding in my hands a copy of the documentary called Mirage Men, How the U.S. Government Created a Myth That Took Over the World. And Grant and I have just watched this just a couple minutes ago. So we're going to do something a little different this week. We are going to talk about something that we have both just experienced for the first time, and that is this documentary called Mirage Men.
Yeah, it's I don't know about you. I thought it was pretty dense there. There are a lot of information, a lot of talking heads, and kind of jumping around from subject to subject, but around the theme of the government lying to the American public.
Right. And if there's one takeaway from this documentary, it's a gentleman named Richard Doty, who I had never heard of before, who has apparently been the progenitor of a whole bunch of different misinformation and lies that have fractured the UFO community in the world.
Yeah, and when did he start? I don't know if I wrote that down, but I guess in the 80s maybe, or
I didn't quite get that. I walked away from the movie feeling like I don't know a single thing about this guy.
Yeah.
He's apparently a he's in the UFO community. He was an Air Force investigations agent. Is that what it was?
I believe so. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I think
my great note taking there.
Well, that's what I never saw a badge or anything like that. I just know that that's what he was with the Air Force.
I mean, I think he was an intelligence, maybe like it wasn't the CIA though, huh?
No,
like
the Air Force
security or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna adjust my mic. It might squeak here. And then, I'd heard a lot about it. I thought it might be good to take a look at it in relation to all the stuff we were just talking about the To the Stars Academy that's got everyone really excited about this, potentially extraterrestrial technology and all this sighting by the U.S. military and government.
Right.
That seems to be backed up by the government for what that's worth. And then after watching this movie, you might not think it's worth a pile of beans, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of To the Stars too, they've recently had some announcements. I mean, it'll be a couple weeks before this comes out in real time, but I thought it was interesting. You know, it might be interesting to just go over them real quick, and then we'll get into the movie here.
Sure.
But the first one that has quite a few commentators online on Facebook anyway in a tizzy is that To the Stars seems to have become a military contractor, which seems strange after asking for all these donations from the public so that they could come forward with all this information that the government's hiding from you. And now they seem to work. I don't know what the contract is, but they seem to work for the government. You have any thoughts on that? Or
I wish I had more thoughts on it, but to be honest, I haven't done much research on it. All I know is that they are, I don't think they're an employee. Like you said, I think they're an independent contractor for the government. In what capacity that is, I'm not sure.
Right.
But it doesn't,
It seems like they're going to be developing technology for the government then. I mean, that's why the government would hire you, right? Or to shut you up, really.
What I've seen is people commenting saying either, oh God, here we go. This means that, see, they're legit. To the Stars is legit. They probably have everything that they've said they've had, and they're legit. And other people are like, well, no, there's a whole bunch of other people who are quote-unquote government contractors, and they don't. That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well, what occurs to me is that Luis Elizondo is, he's always saying, you know, my hands were tied while I was working with the government because everything was top secret. So if these guys are contracting with the government and then all of a sudden the government's like, well, this is top secret. I mean, I think that's pretty common. You know?
Is To the Stars in bed with the enemy now?
Well, that's kind of the impression I'm getting, or a lot of people are getting, you know, especially after they've made millions of dollars off the public selling shares of the company or whatever, you know.
Well, they're making a deal with the devil, or maybe they're going to bring the government down from the inside.
Yeah, maybe, but I've got my doubts about that, you know. But we'll see what happens. I guess see how that plays out. The other thing that was pretty interesting, and I haven't really looked at this too closely either, so this is a lot of just fresh takes, hot takes on this episode. But
real hot. This is going to be a piping hot episode, guys.
But another thing that I'm on the mailing list basically from To the Stars Academy, and I guess Christopher Mellon sent this out, but it's an article that lists potential sources of information regarding unidentified aerial phenomenon. It was released November 12th, 2019. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. So they've got like a list of all these resources that might be helpful in the quest for getting more knowledge about extraterrestrial visitors, I guess, or these strange craft. They list a lot of collection systems like the Global Infrasound Acoustic Monitoring Network or the U.S. Space Surveillance Network, space-based infrared system, or active electronically scanned array, the ASA radars, which were the ones that were the F-18s were fitted with, actually, that found the craft, you know, that started all this.
Right,
stuff.
Those are the ones that we were just speaking of in the episodes last
exactly
week.
And I from what I understand, their field of range is a lot higher. It goes a lot higher than the standard radars were before that everyone was fitted with. So
cool.
Yeah, again, that's kind of exciting, you know, like if these things were figured out how to hide from humans by going really close to the ocean or above where they could scan them, and then all of a sudden we can just see them all sitting out there or something. There's also the Aegis, which I mentioned before.
Right.
I believe. Well, maybe I'm getting these two mixed up now, but basically they're new radar systems. And then it goes into like databases, NORAD, OPREP 3 reports, stuff like that. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I'll put the link in there and everything. Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. Like all of a sudden they're government tied where this was supposed to be like, we've got sources from the government, but we're not involved with them. We're, you know.
Right. Well, technically they're not employed by the government. But okay. Still, they're, I guess they're more, they have a deeper connection to quote unquote the government, whatever that may be. Did they say what branch of the government that they're contracting with, i.e., like the Army or Department of Defense?
Well, now you're catching me with,
well, like I said, man, this is going to be some piping hot takes here.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
if you can't
take the heat, Grant, you know,
I should have pulled it up here. Let me see if I can just pull it up for fact's sake here.
Sure.
Speaking of that, though, like, so was Edward Snowden, was he contracted with the government or was he part of the government? You know what I mean?
Mr. Snowden? The Edward Snowden? I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
Another thing I thought was interesting that I heard, and I'll link the video of him talking about it at least, but I think it's worth noting that he said on the Rogan interview that he recently did that he... you know, he was combing the databases looking for UFO stuff or alien stuff, and he didn't find anything in there.
Oh,
but
dang!
But I mean,
and if that oddly enough, if there is anyone I trust, it would be Edward Snowden.
I think of
release info.
yeah, exactly. And he said he wanted to find it, you know. But well, I don't know if I'll be able to find this. It'll take me forever to bring it up here. Got so much junk email. All right, well, I won't waste anybody's time, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But
To the Stars Academy is working for the government in some capacity. They're there contracting with the government. And I think it is to, if I'm not mistaken, is it to develop some new kind of material?
Well, that's the thing where, I mean, we never got into it, but To the Stars Academy, it's, you know, it's entertainment, technology, and I think there's a few other branches on it too. They seem to be tackling all of this stuff. So it's just hard to say. I know that was another thing we never really talked about is they're supposed to have some materials that have been around for a while. I think even the person that we'll get into in Mirageman, Linda Moulton Howe, I think she was in possession of them, and Grant Knapp was in possession of some of these stuff.
George
Knapp.
Some
of these materials. Yeah. George Knapp. And, these materials have been around for a while, and I know there's rumors that they might just be slag and nothing, you know, and they just bought some hunks of metal that are nothing, but
don't slag them off.
Let's see here. So I did pull up that article, and the U.S. Army has
a five-year contract.
Yeah, in a bid to develop improved weapon systems. So that's great.
Improved weapon systems.
Right. Well, I know.
So the U.S. Army needs to the Stars Academy's help to improve weapon systems.
Well, let's get into this movie and see. Like, it's hard to say what their goal is, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know that was one thing that Tom DeLonge specifically mentioned on Joe Rogan was the laser launching systems that they were developing and stuff like that. But again, yeah, I would think the Army might be ahead of the game on that one. So
yeah, and if there's any kind of weapon stuff involved, that kind of blows any pseudo humanitarian mission out of the water, as far as I'm concerned, to the Stars Academy might supposedly have.
Well, here's a quote from the article I just pulled up from Whitley Strieber's unknowncountry.com.
And
I'll include the link as usual. But it says...
Author of Communion, Whitley Strieber.
Yeah, yeah. And according to the contract, the government is interested in a variety of TTSA's technologies, such as, but not limited to, inertial mass reduction, mechanical structural metamaterials, electromagnetic metamaterial waveguides, quantum physics, quantum communications, and beamed energy propulsion.
Sick.
So I'm sure that answers all your questions.
It sure does, man. That sounds super trekky.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want anything to sound scientific, you just slap a quantum in front of it, and it will...
Seriously.
Definitely sound scientific. But so, anyway, cynical me. Who knows?
Well, I think...
Who knows, man?
I think a lot of people are cynical about To the Stars, which... I don't know. They've done a lot of good for people. But, yeah, it's hard. It is hard to take them seriously, starting with Tom DeLonge, you know?
Well, if they got the U.S. Army stamp of approval... Well, let's see where this goes before let's not start, you know.
Well, some of the commenters were saying, like, maybe Luis Elizondo is a more media-friendly version of Richard Doty. That was a comment on our Instagram. And I guess Luis Elizondo, he's... not in the second season of the Unidentified show on the History Channel, which I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen anything about it, honestly, but I got to look into that. I wish I had the names of the posters here, but...
Drat. That's okay. Well, he got canned, or he just walked away?
I don't know. The poster just said, I believe, just from memory, but, you know, that... From what he understands is that he's just not a part, Luis Elizondo. Because I posted a picture of Elizondo, you know, and yeah. He said, yeah. He's not in season two on the History Channel. So, but yeah, so I don't know. You got any thoughts on this movie
before I start going
through my notes here?
I got several thoughts on Mirage Man.
Let's kind of describe what the story is. Or go ahead. I didn't mean
sure.
to cut you off.
No, and feel free to jump in anytime you want. I went into watching this movie not really knowing what to expect. And it's just I would call it a documentary about... I would say it's more about Richard Doty than any other person.
Yeah.
There was that... the first fellow Benowitz. Paul Benowitz, I think, was a guy who played a... major part in it before his demise.
That was just kind of the beginning of it too. I thought the whole movie was going to be about that, but they went through it pretty quick. But the poor guy, man.
Right. So it's about Doty, this guy Richard Doty, who supposedly was a Air Force. I'm pretty sure he was Air Force.
Yeah, I think so too.
Intelligence officer.
Okay.
Who claims that he was tasked with being a disinformation agent, like he was trained to lie. And he was trained to
gain people's trust.
Right. Gain people's trust and then feed them a bunch of malarkey.
I mentioned while we were watching, he reminded me of Benjamin Linus.
Ben Linus from Lost.
From Lost. Yeah. The guy that you.
Yeah.
He's just got that blank stare. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah. And he. I walked away from the movie not knowing what to believe. About him at all.
Right.
Frankly,
right.
I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. But
and then it went into a few different instances of the government. I mean, it went into cattle mutilation. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, there was a little segment about cattle mutilation, and there was a segment about some astronauts that supposedly went to, what was it called? Project, did you write down the name of it?
I did.
It's towards the end.
Serpo.
Project Serpo. I was thinking it was Serpico.
Yeah, yeah.
Project Serpo, where some astronauts, it, like in the late 60s, early 70s, supposedly went to another star system.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they went to an
and
alien
people
planet,
are actually believing that for some weird reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of infiltration, you know, kind of like what they do with terrorist groups, like, or anybody, you know, or the hippies or whatever. It's just like a common intelligence thing is like you infiltrate the group and start.
See, that's where you got me, man, because I don't know anything about the intelligence community. I don't know anything about a counterintelligence community. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. I've never like really
you
watched
you better it. Ask somebody. No, I don't really know. I'm talking out of my butt too.
Right.
But,
well, I never knew that the government actually employed people to feed people lines. I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
Have you heard about them doing with that with like ecological terrorists or, you know, like
yeah, that's true. I've
activity
heard
groups.
Or, yeah. You know, I've like the,
or even on the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, like the Environmental Liberation Front, I think are people that or is a group that got infiltrated by the FBI.
Right.
And, that makes sense, but I've never heard of them, meaning the government. I'm going to try and cut down on my pronoun usage.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the government, spinning a yarn of this magnitude before. This is like infiltrating a group and trying to get information from that group is one thing, but infiltrating a group and then trying to get the group to believe,
a mass disinformation.
A narrative, right? Yeah. Is trying to feed a group a narrative in which that group will then spread to the rest of the, not only the United States, but the rest of the world.
And to be clear, that's what Doty's mission was to spread disinformation, basically, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I got anyway.
Yeah, yeah, me too. The only other, what was that? God, I sound like such an idiot, but...
No, you don't, man.
Well, thank you. But what was it, not invade Wall Street, but what was that?
Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street. I believe like agents were infiltrating those groups too. But I guess that is different if they're not spreading disinformation. They're just trying to gather information. But I thought I read an article about the...
Well, it would make sense.
You know, they convinced them kind of like a honey trap or something. You know, they convinced them to pull off something illegal and then they can arrest everybody or something like that.
Yeah,
that's
like entrapment. That's like classic entrapment type stuff. But I think that would make sense if you were trying to infiltrate, if you wanted to bring down an organization like Occupy Wall Street and you're from the government, you could do a classic like walk around with a shirt that says Occupy Wall Street. Be like, hey, look at me. I'm from Occupy Wall Street. And you throw a brick through someone's windshield or something like that.
Yeah.
And then that's an easy way to go, oh, looks like these Occupy Wall Street people are just a bunch of vandals.
Right,
they don't really
right.
stand for anything. They just want to break stuff.
And you've heard I've heard a lot about that in the news recently, too, with different political groups and stuff. But
so I guess you could say that Richard Doty's claimed mission was to infiltrate the UFO community or spread misinformation throughout the UFO community that is so outlandish and so bizarre that it casts UFO believers' integrity into doubt.
Right.
Does that sound about
right? That sums it up pretty well, I think. Let's take a break, and then I'll just go through my notes here that I was taking as we were watching it, so we'll kind of go in order of the movie, and then I just want to get your hot takes on that, you know? And
they're going to be piping hot, man.
And then,
I'm not kidding you, dude.
I mean, these notes, I don't know how good they're going to be here, but...
you're going to drop those notes as soon as you know, you're going to say something, I'm going to come back with something piping hot, it's going to burn your fingers.
But that way we can, you know, kind of follow the narrative and make sure we cover everything, blah, 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 you know? But we'll be right back here.
Sounds good.
Hey guys, sorry to butt into the conversation here, but I just wanted to tell you about our sponsor, CBGW Cigar Box Guitars. As the sole proprietor, I hand make these guitars myself. I'm really proud of them. They're made from old cigar boxes, but as you can hear, they sound good plugged in. They sound good acoustic. They come with a hand-cut bottleneck slide that I make myself.
They're just a lot of fun to play. They're set up for slide guitar. I like to think of them as a slide training guitar. Make a great gift for any musician, and they look really good just hanging on the wall, too. I think they're kind of a piece of art, you know. You can find us at Etsy.com, where I also offer free shipping. Just search for CBGDub at Etsy.com. That's CBG as in cigar box guitar, and then D-U-B. And right now, I'm offering my listeners until the end of the year 15% off with coupon code UFOPOD at checkout. So that's UFOPOD. I put it in all caps, but I don't know if that really matters. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Take care.
And we're back. Hi, guys.
I hope you enjoyed that break there. So, yeah, let's look here. So they started off talking about the Robertson panel from back in 1952. And that was where basically they first had a think tank or a committee about...
Who's they? The government?
A panel. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, with those acronyms. But, yeah, the government. And that even that's kind of confusing because the government, you know, who's that? But,
the government could be anyone. It could be city council member.
But, right.
Yeah, they didn't get into that too much.
I mean, I would assume in the federal government they had a panel of researchers or whatever, and they basically just, of course, I did write what they decided. I thought it would be clear to me when I looked at it, but that there was nothing to it. I think. Do you remember it all?
There was so much in that movie. That's what that.
Yeah, that's
what happened at the beginning. I very. Vague recollection of that,
but basically they said that set the tone for how the government would handle these. I think it was basically just to not say anything about it, or but they basically had the impression that there was nothing to it. Anyway, let's move on here.
Nothing to UFO reports.
Yeah, nothing to the UFO phenomenon, because that, you know, a lot of people, 1952, okay. A lot of people were going crazy about it, or really into it. You know, it was part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah, that was post Roswell
in America. Right after. Yeah, exactly. And I want to say they decided it would be good. Then I'm just talking, but you know, it's a good cover story, basically, and to. Well, anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. And then, so then it went into Richard Doty, and he said something like, you know, a lot of the idea out there in the UFO community, the ideas are 80% false and 20% true. Or
yeah, he said.
I wrote down.
I thought that's what he said, that 80% of what he fed was false, but there was 20% of what he fed was true.
Okay. Well, these notes are coming in super handy so far.
That's what I got. But, you know, and the funny thing is, I considered myself somewhat of a UFO person. Like, I've been interested in UFOs for a long, long, long time, but I've never heard of Richard Doty before.
Yeah.
Ever. Before this movie.
Well, I think before this movie, not a lot of people had. Well, that's not true either. We'll get into that too. But, I wonder how many people were you familiar with in there? Did you know a lot of them? I know Dolan.
I think I have a book of Dolans. What's his name? Richard Doty. There's Richard Doty, who's the main focus, and there's Richard Dolan, who is a ufologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have one of his books. If he's the guy that wrote the UFO encyclopedia, then I'm pretty sure that's his.
That sounds familiar, actually. Yeah. But I, you know, anyway,
it's a generic title for a book, but. I've heard his name before anyway, but surprisingly, I've never heard of this Richard Doty fellow, and he seems like...
Involved with a lot of people.
Yeah, and he seems like a puppet mastery type, too. He seems to relish his role as this guy who has kind of happily misled a whole bunch of people, but now he should be trusted. Now he's come forward and said, hey, you know what? I lied a lot in the past, and you know, my job was to lie to people, but...
He seems so proud of it.
Yeah, he's real. He's a real smirky kind of.
He gets smiley at some strange places.
He does. He's very.
It's a little sus.
He's almost Carl Rovian in his behind the scenes type stuff.
Right.
In terms of his relishing in being, I guess, kind of a secret I guess the Oz behind the curtain,
a keeper of the secrets,
yeah, or... of the UFO community.
That gets weird towards the end too. But so the main story it starts with is Paul Benowitz, as you said, in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So but, I mean, the quick story is Paul Benowitz. He owned a technology company that worked with NASA, I believe, and he had a lot of equipment.
Yeah,
he saw strange lights coming out of the Air Force base that was maybe basically across the highway from him or something like that.
Yeah,
or
in New
the hills.
Mexico. Yeah.
And so he saw these strange lights and he just started doing his own investigation into it and pointing his equipment over there.
This was in the late 70s, just to give a time frame. Right?
Okay, yeah. That sounds right.
I think the Benowitz stuff happened in the late 70s.
That sounds right to me. And so what he did is he did pick up some messages and then... Which is kind of strange. He kind of jumped to it being UFO related, he thought they were being spied on by the Russians, I believe.
Yeah. I apparently Benowitz was convinced that he wanted to see what he could get from this installation, this military installation.
That was a little unclear to me actually, is like what he thought it was originally. But the important point is that he brought it to the Air Force base himself and said, "Hey, look, I picked this up. I think you guys should know about this." And then the base analyzes it and realizes that he's picking up on the base's secret communications.
Exactly.
Top secret intelligence.
That's it. And then they sick Richard Doty on him. And Richard Doty ends up driving this man, Benowitz. To the brink of insanity.
It sounds like it. And they kind of gloss over it. You know, I thought they were going to go into more detail on there. But
me too.
All they do is kind of pepper it with some really intriguing statements like, well, I'll get into that in a second too. Sorry, I always say that, but I will here. But the first thing that popped out to me was Doty. He says, "Well, I planted the seed." His way of saying, "I just straight up lied to this guy," is like,
right.
Planted the seed that it was had to do with extraterrestrial intelligence and UFOs.
Right. And I think Benowitz saw some lights too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he
see some exactly.
Lights? He saw some lights. He intercepted some weird communications. And Doty basically connected the dots for him and said, "Hey, that's UFO stuff. Good job. Thank you for letting us know about this, but don't tell anybody."
And the thing about Benowitz, and Doty even says this, and the funny thing about Doty is like you said, like he, you know, a good disinformation contains a lot of real information, so it's believable. I mean,
it contains nuggets or kernels, I believe is what he called them.
Yeah, when you're telling lies, you want to be as truthful as possible, you know, so people will believe
right.
you.
And you want the nuggets or kernels of truth to be fantastic or spectacular. You don't want them to be mundane.
Right, you want to give them the most intriguing truths, and then you can mix in intriguing lies, and they'll buy it. And then he says, like, these kinds of people, meaning Benowitz or UFO people, like he says, patriots.
Right.
They're the kind of people that will listen to what you say and then they'll believe you and like you have to keep this a secret or whatever you want to tell them, you know, it's for national security.
Right.
Which is just like, you know, and then this is all firsthand from Doty. So you got to take that with a grain of truth. This guy's talking about being a liar. You know, he's telling the story of how well he lies. So, you know, he's going to. Yeah,
right. It seems like Doty's whole point in participating in this is to gleefully say, "Hey, I pulled the wool over this guy's eyes, and you shouldn't believe everything you hear, but you should believe me."
Right. Exactly. And then it just reminds me of, you know, techniques that he was professionally trained, which he mentions, you know, where it's kind of like, "I'm on your side," you know, like, "I've been taken advantage of too, but then I just want to tell you this," or that I'll get into that a little bit more because that's at the end of the movie more. But
naive me, I mean, I guess it makes sense that the government would employ these people and employ these kind of tactics. But
well, let's just get it out there.
Naive me, I didn't realize that this was.
I plan on bringing it up later
a thing.
When it gets into the cattle mutilation stuff. But I mean, where the you know why are you doing this to taxpayers that are paying for all of this? You know, I mean. For the people, by the people, as they say in the movie, but it's just crazy. I mean, it seems like the most dishonest. I mean, all they had to do to a real patriot is say, like, "Oh, this is top secret stuff. Like, thank you. Don't listen." You know, I mean, they say that in the movie too, I believe. It's just they should have just told him, like, cut it out.
Yeah. And the person who said that was, let me see, I got his name here. Pilkington. I think it was Mark Pilkington. Was the one who they were who was speaking at the time, saying like,
"Well,
hey,
he was the author of Mirage Men, the book, I believe.
Right? Yeah. He was the I think he's English. Yeah. I think he might be from
obviously
somewhere
he
in
understands
the
story really well, you
right?
Know.
But he was saying, why would? Oh shoot, I just lost my train of thought.
No, sorry.
He was saying, why wouldn't they just tell?
Just order him not to do it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't they just say, hey, Benowitz, this is like a top secret installation. You're picking up on top secret stuff. You need to stop this right now. You're in violation of code XYZ.
Exactly.
Knock it off.
Yeah,
but
or
instead,
even press charges against him, like, hey, look, stop doing
right,
this or something.
Right.
I could see them not wanting to play their hand because he has sensitive information if he's going to go to someone. But they knew that he would, you know, they didn't need to take him down the alien road. Cause so what happened is then NSA starts setting up camp across the street from him.
Right.
And surveilling him. So they could have just said, yeah, stop doing this, and then watched him and make sure he doesn't do it. You know,
it seems like they could have done one or the other. They could have just said, they could have either like strung him down the alien road and then instead of like sicking the NSA on him.
Right.
And I don't know if the Air Force tipped the NSA off.
See, that's kind of what I speculated is that, you know, they had to report that this was going on to somebody, and then someone's like, "Well, we need to watch this guy while we have this other guy doing a disinformation campaign." Or
right. So this poor guy Benowitz is being fed a line of BS apparently from Doty, and then the reality is he's also being surveyed for real by a different organization.
And then did you follow that? Because then they started just beaming messages directly to him while he's surveilling the base.
Right. And then they had coded messages, I think. And it said something.
They were just feeding him alien
something
stories.
Alien-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it led to him thinking that there was alien bases set up in the mountains for real. And then over on the reservation a little bit near Dulce, right?
Yes.
And yeah, and then Doty, he's like, he would smile at the most sinister times while he's telling this story, just like, it's like, oh, this is the funniest thing in the world or
right,
whatever, you know, it's just, the guy's just like a psychopath, man.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, like, this is my friend, you know.
Like, he'd say, on a personal, he's like, I'm talking to you as Richard Doty, your friend here, not Richard Doty, the Air Force Air Force intelligence officer here.
To be fair, yeah, Doty did tell him, hey, man, you need to stop doing this. Like, because basically what happened is Benowitz, he just started doing his own thing without even, like, talking to the U.S. government or anything and just going out on his own renaissance missions, reconnaissance missions.
Right. Well, he was a bit of
renaissance.
Well, he was a bit of a renaissance man.
He would go paint the bases. Yeah. No, that's not true. Yeah, and he had his own plane, like his own little plane, you know, so he would be flying over the bases and taking photos
taking
and stuff.
Pictures.
But then did you catch that part where Doty said they put wreckage out there for him and
they
stuff?
They put stuff, like weird looking objects for him to find as right, almost like to confirm his suspicions about UFO stuff.
Yeah.
So Doty and crew were just feeding into this guy's paranoia and UFO conspiracy stuff.
So obviously the guy started having a hero complex because he started to believe that he was the only one that could save the Earth from aliens.
Right.
And that's what he wanted to do, and he became pretty obsessed with it. I think he was pretty obsessed with UFOs before that, right? Isn't that what they
that's
said?
That's what I got, like, anyway. I don't know if they got too much into that. All I know is that they kept showing that one picture of him over and over again where he's smiling and wearing like a bomber jacket.
Right, that's all.
Aviator shades and everything, but long story short, I mean, this fellow, from what I understand, was driven insane and he wound up in an institution, right?
Yeah. Well, he started saying that he was telling his friends that he was getting injected by aliens that came through the wall, and he would just start driving in the
right,
middle of the night over to the mountains without knowing why.
Right. And he actually had injection marks.
That's
in
what
him,
the guy said. Yeah. And Doty kind of hinted at it too. I mean, as much as you want to believe Doty, but,
I don't want to believe Doty.
Yeah, yeah, that he had like other issues going on as far as aliens that were not implanted by Doty, but who knows, you know? They casually mentioned that the other guy that they started getting recruiting the what's his name? The author for the Roswell thing. Bill Moore.
Yeah.
How
Moore.
He had
M-O-O-R-E. Yeah.
How he had been involved in breaking into Benowitz's home. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's they didn't another really... thing. They said they swapped out Benowitz's computer when he wasn't there.
Right.
Like they broke into it. I keep saying they. Okay, the government or the NSA.
It's not even clear.
Someone.
Was it the NSA or was it?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Some shadow organization came in there and like swapped out his compact for a Dell or something. Like, and had like.
It's not like Benowitz was trying to hurt anybody. I mean, he did the right thing. He brought it to the people and said, "Hey, look, you might want to look at this." And they're like, "All right, we got this guy.
Right,
hook, line, and sinker. Let's destroy his life
and use him as a as an unknowing disinformation agent."
Right. And then what I wrote right here is why, you know, question mark, exclamation mark, right after the NSA started beaming messages.
Yeah.
Why is the government doing it? I'll probably harp on this the whole time, but
I think probably the best disinformation agent you could think of is someone who doesn't know that they're a disinformation agent.
Right. Boom, yeah, 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 yeah. Boom, I mean, that's what boom. They said towards the end too, is they kind of answered my question, obviously, is that it was a mass disinformation campaign. So, and that's what the author said, right? Pilkington, that, you know, obviously they could have ordered him to stop, but what they wanted him to do was spread this message to other people.
Yeah.
So it's a sad story.
It's
know?
Tragic.
And,
yeah.
And to think
and
that
I wish that's one criticism I have of this movie is I wish they would have gotten more into Benowitz, but I understand that.
They've got to buy the book, bro.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm sure it's an interesting book and it, I mean, you're kind of reeling. They bombard you with all this crazy information, and then you're sitting there reeling, like thinking about it. And then they all of a sudden they change tacks, and like there's another talking head, and you're like, who's this guy now? You know,
right?
Happened quite a bit to me.
There's a lot of ufologists, and there's a guy who's also a attorney slash ufologist, and there is also, I believe, a business administration specialist or something.
There's a guy that wrote a book about Paul Benowitz, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I should read that book.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That was the guy that was like sitting in the restaurant, you know. He was talking a lot in the beginning. But
who was the piano playing guy?
Oh man, he was a host of something like a UFO show or something. I didn't write his name down.
Drat.
Yeah. They got a great shot. If you watch the movie, he's the guy that where you they got a they just throw a shot in and looking up his nose for no apparent reason. That was distracting.
That's one thing I want to talk about that.
The editing.
Okay. Okay. The editing. Now, you know, I griped and I moaned about the editing in the Bob Lazar documentary. Yeah. I didn't have anywhere nearly as much beef with the editing in this one. This did
true.
Seem now look, I'm sure there are all sorts of cinematic tactics that were used to make Doty look sinister or wow. nefarious and all that kind of stuff that, you know,
I mean, there are some, long shots of him staring at the camera, just like Ben and Lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of, there was some to a certain amount of, there was a little bit of, you know, snappy editing, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
But I think this was, just structurally, I think this was a very sound documentary.
Yeah, it was a straight up documentary.
It wasn't distracting in terms of the any kinds of unnecessary effects with the exception of the extreme nostril close up of the piano man.
That did stand out to me. Like, I don't know why they did that at all. I mean, it tracked to him looking up and it like went up into the clouds, but it was a strange choice.
There was no reason to do that as far as I can tell. It's like, I'm picturing him like sitting there and they're like, okay, just stand still. We're actually going to put the camera up your nose. So just deal with this for a second. All right.
It looked like they were trying to make him look ridiculous.
Hang
honestly.
On. We're going to attach this periscope and then we're going to stick it under your nose and just kind of look up there. Right.
Wasn't it even while he was talking and then all of a sudden it just like cut to like up his nose or something, or I don't know, man.
So yeah, that was my one beef.
I'll have to see if I can find a picture of it online and put the link on there of that shot.
Yeah. That should be the Instagram.
But, I just wrote down some quotes while he's telling the story because they keep ratcheting it up on this poor guy, Paul Benowitz. And I got, quote, "We had to convince Paul." Like, why did they have to convince Paul, you know? And then it gets into the crash and everything and had to be ratcheted up even more because it actually was a crash of like a top secret.
It seems the implication was that it was a crash of drone technology.
Yeah.
That was the things that are being used over, that they say in the movie, are being used in Afghanistan and in the Middle East right now to hunt terrorists and take out and blow things up from a distance. The basically prototypes of that ended up crashing, and that's probably what Benowitz saw.
Right, and at the time in the 80s, they did not want anyone to know anything about that, which, that
would have been crazy. Understandably, but did they really need to make this guy think that he was seeing aliens to the point that it drove him into a mental institution?
I don't think so. Well, but it does. Then I start thinking about the Tic Tac sighting and stuff like that. So if they got drones back then, and they don't want people to know about them, then maybe they got Tic Tacs now. That's
entirely possible.
And it seems, I don't know. And then,
I got to get this wool out of my eyes. I feel like there's a whole bunch of wool. Just like, right. In my eyes, man.
It's just funny because you think of the government like, okay, well, the officials are coming forward and saying this is true. So, I mean, that's exactly how all these people fall for it, you know, for Doty at least. Man, it's crazy. And then, Doty is a friend. He said, stop it. And,
stop it.
And then he's just like, well, so we decided that it was just going too far and we just ended our investigation. It's like, all right, thanks, man. But then by the time he said he sat down and this is coming from Doty again, so if you even believe it, but he sat down with Benowitz and he's like, hey, man, I just made all that stuff. It wasn't real. And he's like, you don't have to lie to me, Richard. You know, Benowitz was a full believer. Like
he's already gone at that point.
Now he thinks Doty's lying because he wants to cover up the aliens or whatever. Benowitz knows too much, you know? So it's a scary game.
It is a scary game.
So tragic.
And this Doty guy, at least the way the movie portrays him.
Mm-hmm. Doty, Doty says now that he's like, obviously he's misrepresented, you know?
Okay.
But,
does he? Okay. Well, he seems like kind of a fixture at UFO conferences these days, just kind of sitting there posing questions and having people come up and talk to him and everything like that. But there was one scene and I wasn't sure.
I would not want to talk to Doty about anything, but
there's one person you don't want crawling around inside your head. It's Richard Doty.
Well, he's doing the same thing that he did. He's like, I mean, that's what they say is the technique is you say, oh, you know, if you work with me, like we can work together and we'll get into it in just a second with Bill Moore. But, you know, we have some information that you want, you know, you hold that out as a carrot on a stick,
carrot,
you know,
and then you it's not even a carrot and a stick. It's like a carrot and a drill. It's like you drill the carrot into their head.
Right.
And then they grow more carrots in their head and then they eat their own carrots.
That's disturbing.
Well, hey, man, this isn't a pretty game we're playing here. This is national security.
It's true, though. They, you know, it's like, I'm the guy with the information. I've got important stuff that you need to know, you know, and yeah.
So basically, Doty is drilling carrots into Benowitz's head and smiling at him the whole time.
Right. And then you make the person feel like a hero. They're the chosen one. They're the one that is trusted with this information, you know.
Yep.
Just like Bill Moore. So it goes from Benowitz, then it just kind of drops him after it gets into the aliens injecting him. I don't think it really said much more about him after that.
Didn't.
You know?
No.
But I think he ended up in like a mental institution or something. Like
They'd do like a little maybe there was something at the end of the credits or something that we just didn't watch, but it would
I mean the guy sounds like a hero. He's going solo over alien bases in his little plane, you know, and yeah. So then it gets into the helicopters.
And someone kept pronouncing, was it the piano man that kept pronouncing helicopters?
I think it was like an off-camera voice.
Okay,
so
I've never heard anybody in my entire life pronounce helicopter, helicopter.
Me neither.
Okay?
Until today,
you
I heard
people,
it many
okay,
times.
Maybe if we any of our listeners from the UK or like Scotland or somewhere, do you guys pronounce it helicopters? Because I don't.
Was it that sheriff saying it? The like Native American sheriff or
no,
something?
No, I don't
or?
Think so. Okay. No. No, I've literally never heard a single person say helicopter. Right. I've heard people say weird stuff. Like I've heard English people say aluminium and everything, and I'd say aluminum, but whatever.
Right. Well, it was funny because I wrote that down, helicopters, and then
right.
And then you said that you brought it up basically. I was like, is Tom getting this too or what? But so, I mean, that section was a little confusing to me, maybe because I was still reeling from all the Paul Benowitz stuff and turning that over in my head. But I'm not even sure what they said happened, because all of a sudden they brought in all these new talking heads, you know?
Yeah, they brought in a highway patrol officer to talk about the cattle mutilations.
So, basically it was tying it into the larger narrative of how this is just one, Benowitz was one small incident of government disinformation campaigns.
Right. That's the overarching theme, I think, we think this is about Richard Doty, but it's about much more. It's about the government using people, useful idiots, I think is the term that was used in
there, right,
to spread disinformation.
So, yeah, the helicopters, they're basically... That, you know, there's a bunch of cattle mutilation going on.
Right.
And the,
and anyone who's familiar with UFO lore probably has heard.
Right. I mean, they've been in the news lately.
Lately there have been exsanguinated cows in, I think, Northern California. Is it?
I don't know, but
okay.
Maybe
somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. There's cows with no blood in them.
Right.
Could be chupacabra.
They're doing, and then the sheriff there, the local sheriff, says in his investigation, he found syringes and he found the drugs and everything.
Right.
So he was pretty convinced basically that it was, government.
Yeah. They were, the cows were injected with atropine, I believe is what he said, which is, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but it is some kind of
tranquilizer, I'd imagine, or
it's either tranquilizer or a stimulant, one of those, but, huh. I just remember atropine because in the movie The Rock, Nicolas Cage is screaming at a guy to take atropine.
Oh, really?
Because they're inside this thing. They're inside this chamber that's filling with gas.
Interesting.
And he's like, take the atropine now. And like, you're supposed to, he's like, you want me to stab myself in the heart with this? He's like, you don't take that atropine. We all die.
Okay. All right.
So that's the only thing I know about atropine. This is probably the second time in my life I've heard of atropine.
Right.
This is in the movie The Rock, starring Nicolas Cage, and this.
I just subconsciously filed away as some drug that is used to mutilate cattle.
Okay, long story short, it's not. Long story short, implication is these cattle mutilations were not done by aliens at all. They were done by very human, very human people.
Right.
And
he's kind of laughing about Benowitz too, because he had met Benowitz, and Benowitz had told him about these tunnels that the aliens were coming out of, and he's like, "Well, I found the tunnels, but they were not where he said," or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't really paint a clear picture on that, but
right.
Basically, like, reinforcing that Benowitz was kind of off his rockers.
Yeah, if he was driven that way, man, that's a bummer.
So then, I guess there was a lot of light seen in the area when these cattle mutilations were taking place, and then there was some narrative about someone talking to his old army buddy that was involved in a mission where they would attach lights to helicopters and basically dressing them up like UFOs. Right.
He's like, we had red lights, we had blue lights, we had strobe lights and everything. Like they basically deliberately made helicopters weird as they could.
I think I was pretty distracted by the enunciation too. So, or pronunciation, but, and then Linda Moulton Howe shows up.
Another person I'd never heard of, and I'm shocked that I hadn't.
Yeah,
she seems like, you said, she's a staple of the UFO community.
Well, she's been, I've seen her a lot lately. She's in like Ancient Aliens, I believe, a lot, and and then she's got something on YouTube that I haven't really looked into. I forget what it's called, but it's something like
but she started talking about how she was shown some kind of secret documents. Did she actually have connections with Doty? Doty is the one who took her into a room.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll get into that too.
So Linda Moulton, is it her name?
Yeah, Linda Moulton Howe.
Linda Dewey Cheatham and Howe. Linda Moulton Howe.
Yeah.
Is an investigative journalist who is involved in the UFO phenomenon.
Is that a Leisure Suit Larry joke, or is that
Dewey Cheatham and Howe?
Yeah.
That's a lawyer joke.
That's a lawyer joke.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a lawyer
joke.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
the firm of Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
She kind of comes on the scene in this movie, doing looking at the cattle mutilation, I guess, because she was doing stories on those. And then I think that's how Doty might have gotten connected with her.
Yeah.
So he's trying to cover up, and he, then it kind of just leaves the cattle mutilation, and we don't get back to Linda Moulton Howe for a while, I don't think.
No, we don't.
But what they say, basically the theory that they posit in this movie, is that They were digging tunnels under the earth and kind of like a primitive fracking using nuclear weapons. The government was, or the military, the government basically. And all it did was irradiate everything and make all the gases they were looking for under there.
Right. It rendered them unusable because they were
toxic.
Yeah.
And so then they posit that they were doing cattle mutilations because they were basically, the reason the sheriff gets involved is because, you know, these people are losing their property, their cattle, which
is rough, you know?
So basically they're painting the picture that the government's going in to make sure that the cows aren't getting irradiated or affected by these bombs under the earth. And so they're basically just stealing these cattle and mutilating them and leaving them for the farmers to pick up, I guess, or the
community, you know?
Right. I mean, that just seems, again, a little irresponsible. Couldn't they just, wouldn't it just be easier, unless they're testing out all this stealth technology and stuff, but it's insane. I mean, that's just an insane conspiracy theory on its own without the aliens and everything. You know, like, why would they do that? Why don't they just go to the farmers and be, well, I guess they wouldn't want to scare anybody about radiation, but they're just like, hey, we want to buy your cows, you know? Or
or they could just grow their own cows.
Oh yeah, like that's what you said. Yeah,
we
were
both talking like, why don't you just grow their own
cows? Well, I could see they wanted to do it you know, around the area here, but well, anyway, chew on that. We'll be right back.
Yeah, chew on
taking
that
a break. Heck.
Yes,
we had to take an emergency break there, but so yeah, the cow stuff, it was confusing. The helicopters, they were confusing. Yeah. Everything was confusing.
It is. It's very confusing.
Then they went into the Bill Moore thing. So he wrote a Roswell book. I think he's another big researcher on UFO and UFO circles.
Yes.
I know I've read about this a few times. Is he made a splash because then they showed the footage on there when he's at the UFO convention of the MUFON.
MUFON 1989, I think.
And he admitted that he was like a disinformation agent, basically.
Right. And then like the whole crowd was like, rawr, rawr,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of grumbling. And then this the Lollipop Guild guy got up and told people he was ashamed of their behavior.
The president of the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
He's like, look, we represent the Lullaby League and you guys need to sit down. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I am exasperated by how you're behaving. But
at this UFO conference about UFOs.
And so basically, yeah, I didn't even really get it. But he was the same thing. Basically, he was another sucker for Doty, right? Doty went to him and said, hey, look, man. And he talked about he used the techniques he was trained for to get to gain the trust of Moore, basically. Doty gained the trust of Moore using techniques he was trained in to gain trust, because Moore was obviously suspicious when a government representative came and wanted to talk about Roswell and aliens with him.
How do you get recruited to do this? Like, do you go to trust training school? I mean, do you think he was trained as a spy?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You'd have to ask Doty and see what he tells you, you know? Yeah. So, basically, and then we both noticed it too, because all of a sudden there's a disembodied voice that says, things are getting weird, man. It's like, I have no idea who said it or anything. It sounded kind of like Tommy Chong.
Yeah, at some point he's like out of nowhere, this voice is like, things are getting weird, man.
Yeah, well, it showed like, just like a picture of the desert or the sky.
As if they hadn't been weird before.
Right. Things
are definitely weird.
So basically Bill Moore, yeah, he was a double agent. He was one of the guys that got infiltrated, and he was fed disinformation to spread among the UFO community because he was trusted.
But unlike poor, what's his name?
Benowitz.
Poor Benowitz. Bill Moore recognized it and got out.
Right, yeah. So basically he came clean. Yeah, it's just crazy, man. So basically, yeah, there's an information war on Americans for no apparent reason.
Not just Americans either.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so maybe that's the reason. But
the entire world.
I mean, I think we've speculated on this in different episodes too, right?
Is like, I know we've speculated.
If it's a lie, then why? Mm-hmm. Why? Right?
Yeah.
Why ask why? And then it gets into another narrative there where about the Holloman Air Force Base landing footage, where
And I think this is just, at this point, I think the documentary was just trying to show, like, look, this is how far people are willing to believe the lies that are fed to them.
Right.
Like, that was Piano Man who said that he had footage of...
Yeah, that was the nose guy. The nose guy.
Yeah. Who said that he had footage of an extraterrestrial landing at Holloman... Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, he said he saw something like a light coming down on the base. But the government was claiming to him that they had footage of the alien coming out of the craft and talking to people, right?
Right.
That's the impression I got, yeah.
Yeah.
And it also shows a pattern of what the government's willing to tell citizens or reporters, researchers, for what, Tom? I mean, these people they didn't do anything wrong. They're just trying to, you know?
I don't know, man. I like to think of myself as a discerning citizen. I like to think of myself as a rational person and someone who wouldn't just believe anything that they're told. But who's to say, man? Who's to say that if, like, there was an orchestrated, concerted effort by a group of people to dupe me, who's to say I wouldn't, you know, fall for it right away?
I mean, what's to stop them?
I mean, what's to stop them? I mean, I was scared.
But yeah, you're right. So yeah, then it goes back to Linda Moulton Howe, and she met with Doty. So I think this had to do with the cattle mutilation.
It also had to do with DNA manipulation, human DNA manipulation.
Yeah, well, that's the papers he gave. But I was gonna say the Star Trek The Next Generation producer, he keeps popping up. Like,
yeah, somewhat Tracy Torme, I think is his name.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks. I didn't write it down.
Yeah, Tracy Torme, I believe is the guy's
name.
Seems
like a cool guy. I'd like to have a beer with him, you know, but...
He does. He's...
He must be involved in the UFO community, right? I'm sure he's pretty into it.
I guess so, and he's pretty awesome in my book if he wrote for The Next Generation, because, dude, that's a great series.
I wonder what episodes he wrote, you know? That'd be interesting to see.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I heard this on the podcast when I first heard about this movie, and I wanted to see it, you know. But so yeah, explain. Doty brings her into the office. He lies to her, tells her it's like a commander's office, which
right. So
he's
Doty,
so gleeful talking about this too.
Right. So Doty looks right in the camera and explains his interaction with Linda Moulton Howe. He says that he brought her onto the base, told her it was like some classified room or a commander's office, and it wasn't. It was probably like, I don't know, an interrogation room or something like that.
Yeah, just some...
But he basically plopped down like a bunch of papers in front of her, feeding her a line of stuff, and it said, for your eyes only. Right. And she
top
read
secret.
It, and she... Yeah, top secret. It had all sorts of...
It looked like your classic top secret document that you would see online
looking,
or something.
Yeah, official looking stuff. And she read it, and then it kind of cuts to Linda Moulton Howe talking about the experience, and she said... like something like, quote, I'll never forget it. So there was a line about how extraterrestrials have been, that Homo sapiens were created by extraterrestrial manipulation in terms of DNA.
Yeah, she said that really, that was the most important thing. So yeah, it's basically, and then she started thinking, and then, so basically we're all androids, she said, which I didn't really follow, but
right.
Basically she's just saying we were programmed or made, created by something else, and why? What was our purpose for them, you know?
Yeah.
And then Doty, it goes back to Doty. He's like, oh yeah, we had a double-sided mirror. There was agents watching it. We had her on camera and everything. And he's telling her to, like, you can read it. You can ask me questions about it. You can't take any of the documents, but you have to move to this chair to ask me questions. Just kind of like putting her through all this top secret stuff, you know.
That's pretty sad, man.
It is.
He just came off as a total scumbag in that.
So can you imagine? I mean, you heard Tom DeLonge talking about when he met with high level military guys or government guys, you know, and going into SCIF, secret compartmentalized information.
Yeah, I can see I can see them going, oh boy, here, this is some musician, and he's got
cash.
Yeah, and I don't know, man, but the phrase useful idiot pops into my mind again.
And again, Luis Elizondo, I don't know if he's a double agent, but he was an intelligence officer, you know, and I want to say he's a counterintelligence officer too, you know, I can just picture him looking in Tom in the eyes. And
it was in 1952 that we found a body.
Right. Right. And you kids want to see a body?
So yeah, basically the U.S. government's just spending all this money and assets to go ahead and mess with this reporter that's just trying to get a, find a story, you know, find the truth. So that's great. You know,
wonderful.
Yeah.
I feel great about our government.
And she still seems to be of the belief. And then it kind of gets into this, I think, that, well, yeah, I don't want to cut myself off here, but yeah, basically it starts getting into, well, there are real alien stuff, but the government's just covering it up with all the noise, you know, and all the right, fake 20, disinformation.
Right. 20% of what we know or think we know about aliens is true, and 80% is BS, but there's still 20% that apparently is true.
Right,
so it's a matter of figuring out what that 20% is.
Which now just sounds like, you know, more, I mean, who knows what to believe, right?
Hokum.
Yeah, hokum, there we go. And I guess, yeah, special operations. So Doty says he got all that information and all those packages from special ops in D.C. And everything. I mean,
yeah,
this goes straight to the top, which is crazy. I believe him on there. I don't know why. Shouldn't believe anything Doty says. And then, so then he, and this is from Doty, says, oh, she did something that Binowitz and Moore didn't do. Or was it Moore? Yeah. She went to the press and publicized the disinformation campaign and Doty's name and brought him
right,
out. And so then he starts talking like, oh, we got her back. You know, made it known that some of the information she put out there was false. And I think it kind of taught her a lesson to keep her mouth shut. It's like, dude, you're the one that, I see what he means. Like, you can't release me as the source while he's lying to her. But I think it's an important story. It's kind of like the Edward Snowden thing, like, oh yeah, he's a criminal because he told me that my information was being collected illegally. You know, like,
it's scumbaggery at its finest, man.
It's weird, wacky, gross stuff, man. And then all of a sudden, Curtis Peebles pops up, and he's like straight out Chris Farley out of Saturday. I don't want to be mean, but man,
yeah,
Chris Farley could play him in a, could have played him in a movie pretty well. So, or he could play Chris Farley, I think.
Yeah, in a biopic, Chris Farley biopic.
But he started talking about Majestic 12, and those are some famous documents. Have you heard of those before?
Yes, I have. Yes.
I think the consensus is they're fake, but who knows what to believe these days, you know?
I would say 20% of them are real, 80% of them are fake.
Well, there you go. But you got that information from Doty, didn't you?
Right. So in that case, 80% of them are real and 20%
are fake. Right. So,
yeah, and then, Christopher Dolan made a big point of saying, or not Christopher Dolan,
that might be his name.
No, it's Dolan. It's Richard Dolan.
Okay.
That's what it is. All right. I was thinking Christopher Nolan, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Richard Dolan made a big deal about the Majestic 12 papers being incredibly believable. And,
right.
And, if they were to be fake, it would require an entire team of incredibly intelligent people and all sorts of stuff.
I don't know. No. So I'm sure a couple of agents could whip that up in a couple of days, you know?
Yeah. I think that's when Mario Van Peebles or whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah, Curtis Peebles. Well,
Peebles was the one who was like, it's laughable. I think he said like a lot of it.
He's like, at first I thought it was realistic, but then the more you look at it, the more it's like, no, there's no way.
Right.
He's looking at dates and how they formatted the dates and commas and stuff like that.
So, right.
But he brought up like, I don't know, just all the alphabets, you know, you hear about that a lot on UFO forums, like the alphabets are not to be trusted. It seems like that's true. You got like the FBI, the OSI, the NSA. Was the CIA involved at all or just
the NSA was.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely, for sure. Because they said, the FBI and the OSI, I guess they were investigating whether the Majestic 12 was a real leak or not, which makes sense, you know, but, man, it's just a crazy story. And then...
What about KFC? Do you trust KFC?
Well, I've begun to doubt that they are real, but they're real good. They've got top secret herbs and spices. So yeah, Majestic, and then I think it was that guy that shows up that he's from like military intelligence as well, and he's You know, the guy with the long hair and the glasses.
Yeah. He was also, I think he might've worked for the same agency that Doty did, but he's got long hair and,
cause he's just
kind of a husky dude. And
he's just kind of going over how like, yeah, this is how misinformation works and stuff. And then at the end he starts making crazy claims again. But he's saying that, yeah, Majestic 12 may be to gather information on the public and their reaction to a release like this, which is just, you know, a lie upon a lie. A hall of mirrors, as Howe says in the movie.
Yeah.
Then someone mentions weapons of mass deception, which is basically what all this stuff is. You know, they want these stories to get out there, and then someone
just runs with it.
As Doty said, plant the seed, and then it just grows and spreads. And then, you know, then they don't even have to keep up a campaign. The mythos just kind of grow. Like people like us will start podcasting about it, you know,
it's
and then,
meme,
yeah. And then you just sprinkle new memes out eventually wherever the narrative is gone that, that people will bite into. And even with the internet, I mean, yeah, that facilitates stuff like that, you know, just drop some new false data in there and see.
I know, man.
I mean, that's how it works. Whatever sticks, then you run with that. And what doesn't, then people don't care about it, so it's in the past, you know.
And it makes getting to the truth of something even ever that much more difficult.
Right. The more noise, the less...
the muddier the waters are.
Yeah. And then, yeah, then it gets into to Project Serpo, where...
oh, God.
Which...
It makes me sad. Like, I... Okay, I want to hear from someone out there that believes that Project Serpo actually happened. Okay, I implore you as our listeners, please leave us a comment, write us an email, rufo.real@gmail.com. Let us know, talk to us about Project Serpo, because this just sounds completely ridiculous to me, yet apparently it has a lot of traction with a lot of people.
I haven't heard a lot about it, but I've heard a lot of stories about, yeah, like, we have programs to travel off. I think I've heard something about it, but it just...
I think...
Yeah. It seems a little far-fetched.
It was a bit depressing once I got into that, because it just showed me, like, oh, God. Like, genuinely well-meaning people can be taught to believe anything or tricked into believing anything.
Right.
It was something that is categorically, like, impossible.
And then Richard Doty starts talking, so he's like, yeah, you know, I've told a lot of lies and all this. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he's like, but there is real stuff out there that I was told.
Right. At the end. Yeah.
So then it's like, is he being lied to or is he lying? Which I tend to believe. Well, the thing about the Serpo though, was a guy, he got emailed that information from a former government worker or someone that was involved in it. Right. And then this other researcher was like, yeah, I looked at the email and
looked at the IP address and it was Doty's IP address.
Was like,
and then Doty's like, I've never seen that. I don't know what you're talking about.
So do you think that's just plausible deniability on Doty's part? Or do you think he's telling the truth here? I mean,
I think Doty,
he was framed.
I don't know, man. I don't know anymore.
And he starts foaming at the mouth when he's talking about this. So I don't know if that's a tell or if that just means that he's being honest or what. He foams at the mouth a couple of times, I noticed.
Lies,
I hate to be
lies,
disparaging,
lies, yeah.
But it's hard to believe Doty at this point, because the guy's like, yeah, like all of these multiple emails that this guy was getting from supposedly different sources was all from Doty's IP address. But anyway, and then, yeah. And then Dolan starts going into this overarching thing where there are aliens out. But then by the end of the movie, you're like, well, why would I believe any of this stuff, you know? But I don't know. I don't know.
It's all about who's telling it, what their evidence is, and how believable the combination of those things are.
It doesn't get into abductions too much or anything like that, you know?
No.
But I could see a lot of these stories just being trying to cover up top secret government technology.
Who do you think? Do you
even
think
like it, Roswell? If you know, I mean, the big thing is the guy is some kind of advanced plastic or something like that, you know, in the crash site, and that could be in like some saucer they were testing out. They showed footage of some crazy saucer. It looked like it was back in the '50s or sixties. Remember that?
Yeah.
And like we talked about last time too, but.
Do you think that the filmmakers actively tried to make Doty out to be a villain in this?
No, not exactly. I mean, I think it just turned out
that's how
that
he came
way.
Off to me, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He came off real sleaze.
Well, I think they told the story. I don't know how he would come out a hero. I mean, unless they just kept playing up how he was doing it for national defense, but that seems kind of...
I think the only hero, if there is one, was the original...
The Benowitz guy?
Benowitz, yeah.
Yeah, and, seriously. He was trying to save everyone from aliens. So then Dolan said, I just wrote this down because it jumped out at me, but he's like, yeah, there's all this stuff, you know, like with the stuff that's true. It's like, what if they are eating us psychically? what do you think about that?
He said that. Yeah, I think I must have missed that part. What if they're eating us psychically?
Yeah, that's meaning like extraterrestrial beings or something. I've heard that before many times, you know, because that gets into like psychic energy and all that good stuff. But
oh, dear.
Yeah, it seems... Honestly, it seems a little more psychological than factual or like evidence-based or anything like that.
I feel like
but
I'm being eaten psychologically right now, thinking about that.
And then, at the end, Doty, he says he was briefed on extraterrestrial stuff, and you got to take this with a grain of salt because it's Richard Doty telling you this, but it gets into the... Yeah, like, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm skeptical. I just think it's all hokum, but then a guy came in, like some brigadier general or something, brigadier came in and he starts going over the whole program of the U.S. government working with extraterrestrials, and I start realizing this guy's for real. This is real stuff,
right? And Doty claimed that some of the footage that he saw was like an alien talking, like them interviewing an alien or something,
which reminds me of that. Have you seen that one? I'm sure I've seen a couple of them, I think, of just like an alien, a gray alien sitting there, like not talking, but kind of nodding. And
I remember seeing the alien autopsy video when that came out in the late 90s, I think.
I saw some video that it could be what he was saying, like, because he said it was like an alien sitting in a lab or something, right? And kind of talking to
like
a scientist.
Like smoking a Pall Mall and drinking a hot toddy and going like, hey, guess what, man? I'm here now. I've been here for a long time.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to find that video. Maybe I can post it on the link or something, but it was a pretty interesting one. It's supposed to be real, you know, but I have my doubts. It might be put out by Mr. Doty himself.
I'll be the judge of that.
But I don't know. It's Richard Doty, who the movie's about, the Mirage Man himself.
Yeah,
but,
it's like a mirage, dude.
I thought, I did think it was interesting when he was telling that story. It's like, you kind of want to believe him. Like, I believe that he did believe that for a second until I realized who it was talking. And he's using all these, was he using advanced techniques right there to, you know, like, I'm on your side. Like, at first I was skeptical, like, come on, that's nothing. And then, but you know what? I realized it was true. You know, I don't know. It's just
someone who's, their profession is lying to people, I think.
Yeah, no, I don't believe it at all.
Or
it's interesting if he's just getting lied to by his superiors, and that's the problem. It's like, who knows how
so high, maybe
if he believed it, but I
so wait,
why maybe, would Richard Doty believe anything that
so
was
so wait a minute, the people who know the truth are telling Richard Doty that he's going to be lying to people, but in actuality he's going to be telling them the truth, but he's going to think that he's lying about it, and so the people are actually learning the truth.
Yeah, my head's blown up, man. But I guess that's my take on the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our review or our cap of it. But
that was a real hot take, man. And you know what? I really, you know, I liked it. Like, for all the, you know, for as slimy as I feel right now after watching Richard Doty for a while, I enjoyed watching it.
Well,
I recommend it.
I mean, I've mentioned it before on other episodes, but yeah, it's supposed to be one of the best UFO documentaries, and I have to concur. It was pretty interesting, you know.
Just, agreed.
And then, yeah, like I said, it makes you think about all this To the Stars Academy stuff. And
I can't wait for what the next few weeks are going to... Hopefully something interesting happens in the next few weeks with To the Stars Academy.
Yeah, I doubt it, you know. But I'll have to look at this article here. I encourage our listeners to go check it out, too. But it looks kind of interesting. But then it makes, especially right after watching this movie, it's like, we got all these tracking systems and we don't know if they're there or not, you know? I don't know. So then, yeah, I want to believe that the U.S. military has all this secret information. Like I told you about all those pilots, like, oh yeah, we're just being tracked by these UFOs all the time. Or does this mean that it's, that it is our technology, next generation technology that we can't even imagine right now, just like we couldn't imagine cell phones 20 years ago. And then they, I guess 30 years ago now, but, and then they're like, yeah, they're probably extraterrestrial Tic Tacs. You know what I mean?
I don't know what to believe now, Grant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I never did, but, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up. You got anything, any other ideas or
I don't think so.
All right.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Take care, guys.
Bye.